Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dr. Steve Cantro joins us now, professor of medicine at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine, specializes in pulmonary and critical care medicine. Good morning, Doc. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Tommy. How are you doing?
Well, sir, a pleasure to talk to you as always. Bye-bye. So we find out that, you know, you and I have discussed smoking and e-cigarettes, et cetera. I want to talk to you about that also because I forgot where the case was, but a teenager had a double lung transplant, and the doctor that did it said that was the worst lung he had ever seen in his life. But anyway, it seems as though the Louisiana is not doing very well when it comes to lung cancer. Is there any way to tell? Is that primarily because of smoking or causative factors? Is it because of the things that are the factories that we have here put into the air, combination of both?
Yeah, it's a number of things. You know, Louisiana leads the nation in football right now and also in influenza, but we're about the worst in the nation in terms of treating lung cancer in our population. So we've got people, about 4,000 people dying of or diagnosed with lung cancer this past year in Louisiana. We're near the bottom of the country in terms of the survival rate for people with lung cancer. And it's a number of things. You know, one thing is that we've got higher smoking rates in Louisiana than the national average. And that's the major cause of lung cancer. About 85 to 90% of lung cancer is caused by smoking. But there are other things that we need to be better at. You know, it turns out that when smoking was at its peak, about 75 or 80% of men, for example, smoked. Yeah, well, the rates are much, much lower. But the risk of smoking is higher if you're uninsured, if you have limited access to resources, if you're not a sort of high income earner, if you're not don't have a high educational background. So people who are smoking actually often don't have great access to health care, and that's a problem. So they're not getting screened for lung cancer, which can be helpful. They're not getting access to the best treatments. So we've got a long way to go in Louisiana to give people the care that they deserve.
In terms of care, and I want to be delicate here because I don't want to besmirch anybody or say anything bad about anybody, but is all cancer treatment the same or the same techniques used, or do people with maybe more means that can pay more than their insurance would pay, can they get better cancer treatment? And again, doctor, I'm not trying to knock anybody or anything they do, but I've heard that proffered a lot, and I just wonder if there's any truth to that.
Yeah, well, I think people with resources do end up getting cutting-edge care. And I think it's harder to deliver that kind of care to everybody. And there are a lot of different reasons. Some of it has to do with how people think about the healthcare system and maybe they avoid seeing the doctor. Some of it has to do with, you know, not extending insurance. Louisiana, thank God, expanded Medicaid, mm-hmm. So more and more people have access. But another thing is that, you know, there's healthcare disparity. You know, that refers to sort of racial inequities in terms of how people get treated that need to be understood and overcome. So this is a state that has so many wonderful things about it, but the lung cancer care needs to be better in almost, well, in every way.
You know, Garland Robinette made this point. I just like to always attribute something to the person that I learned it from and not just take it as my own. But in terms of what we just said, that is healthcare rationing. As we have a debate about healthcare, it is already being rationed, right? Because if you have more resources, you can get better treatment.
Yeah, so I don't think so, really. You know, if you go to the emergency room or go to see a doctor, you'll get the care that you need. Well, you should be able to. There's not really a reason that you can't. We've got oncologists who are ready to give the therapy. We've got access to those therapies. But I think, in a sense, this fact that in the United States that we don't extend insurance coverage, health care coverage to everyone as a right, means that there are people who don't have access. And so, You know, that ends up being costly, though. You know, it's not, I don't think it's really honestly a matter of money. This is really more a matter of people knowing that they can get screened, that we should be protecting people from smoking cigarettes and treating them for that. And we can take great care of these patients with the resources that we have, but we're not doing it.
Well, let's take a break here, and I'm not trying to, and I got to be careful here. I don't want to talk about beating a dead horse. Well, I guess you can. That's not cruel. About the vaping, but, you know, it seems like the story continues to unfold, especially with this double lung transplant for a teenager. And the doctor, and he was actually holding the lung in his hand, saying that this was the worst one he'd ever seen in his life, and he'd been treating this for a long, long time. Dr. Steve Cantro is our guest professor of medicine at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine, specializing in pulmonary and critical care medicine. Louisiana, not so good when it comes to survival rate of lung cancer. Back in a flash, WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.